This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be sharing from her series entitled Holiness and teach you about the power of living a holy life. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Yes, verse 6, 1 Corinthians 2:6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are mature. See, you're mature. It is not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world. Remember the lamb slain? For what purpose? Unto our glory, to lift us back up into the presence of God. That's what the Amplified says. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And here's where we picked up a while ago and read about the deep things of God. This is the mystery of God. We're going to be taken right back up into the presence of God. And this is the mystery that was hidden and ordained before the world unto our glorification. The mystery of the church is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not Christ in you, the hope of barely get along church. That's not the plan of God. Not, it's not God's plan that we are a weak church and not powerful. That's what we'll be saying in the evening's meetings. It's God's plan that we be filled with power and filled with glory. This is the plan now revealed. Bless the Lord. And we are told that when people are in the Spirit, they're praying about it. Hallelujah. Now let's turn to Ephesians 5. And here's how that mystery is talked about here. The glorious church. That's how we'll end up. That's the culmination of the mystery. Ephesians 5 and verse 27. Let's pick up verse 25. The picture here is an Eastern picture. The Bible's an Eastern book. And it's talking about how the bride is prepared. Esther, you can get this picture from the Old Testament. Before she went to see that king, she had 1 year preparation. 6 months they prepared her body with certain oils. And then after 6 months they prepared it with others every day. And I mean when she went into that king, she was smooth. And when we go to him, we'll be glorious. It's not going to be a half backslidden church coming out from caves somewhere. This is the plan. This is the mystery. So we get the picture here from this scripture, the middle of verse 25. Oh, we'll start at the front of it. Husbands, love your wives, even as, that's going to put Christ with the church, Christ, the anointed one, also loved the ecclesia, the church, and gave himself for, literally the Greek says her, if you have it in the Amplified, it will say that he might sanctify and cleanse her, preparing us for himself, see, with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, smooth, not having a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. This is the mystery of the church. Hallelujah. Christ is the second Adam. The first Adam, when he was created, both the male and the female were in him. And he called their name Adam. And then there was a separation. But in this last Adam, the church will literally go back into that Adam and be the body of Christ. And it's a great mystery, the body of the Anointed One. Hallelujah. And when you're praying about this mystery. Now we're going to look at, we've looked at the mystery of the church and what it is, and we see it. Now we're going to look at specific commandments to pray about that. And here is, hold your finger right here in Ephesians, don't lose that, and turn to Colossians 4. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Colossians 4:2. Continue in prayer and watch. One day we're going to talk about watching in the Spirit. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance. You ever prayed about doors? Why should this door of utterance be opened? To speak the mystery of the Anointed One and His anointing, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. There is a great mystery. There's a great plan of God that's literally going to turn the church into the glory of God, and it is to be revealed, and I'm to speak about it, and you pray for me always that I'll have a door of utterance to do that. I'm sure you've been praying that for Brother Copeland because he's doing a good job of it. And that's how you can pray for him. That's how you can pray for all ministers of the gospel. Now turn to Ephesians. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 6, and we've just read about the glorious church and how that is the mystery. Now we're coming down to Ephesians 6. And he starts at verse 11 and tells you, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the strategies of the devil. Now it tells you all what the armor is. But skip down to verse 18 and see why you put on the armor. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then it tells you all the armor. And then it says in verse, we'll start with 7, end with 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying. This armor that he's talking about here is prayer armor. It's specifically for the purpose of prayer. The devil has strategies out there. And when you say, let's shut God out of everything, you put yourself in great jeopardy. Now, I believe that if Rachel and Carol had had some help, that's one reason why we're going to have Prayer Mountain in Branson. And we're going to have a prayer tower where people stay before the Lord. Rachel's going to be there at least half the time. And we're going to stay before the Lord. She's not going to be just by herself down in Tishomingo. She's going to have a group of people around her who know how to go with her. And I believe that in these last days, based on this scripture, now you have to base things on scripture, God means us to stand against the strategies of the devil. Amen. I believe there are things that must be stopped. And they'll have to be stopped by people praying in the Spirit about the mysteries of God. And that's just not praying about what you need and your husband needs and your children needs. You can pray those things. You can pray the prayer of faith about those things. Believe God for those things. Lynn was telling me, we waste a lot of prayer time. Lynn was telling me this morning that Justice Duplessis said, and I know this is the truth. He said, you don't need to pray that God will guide you. You got a guide inside you, the will of God to guide you. That'd be like hiring a guide, he said. I haven't listened to the tape yet, I will. And then saying to the guide all the time, please guide me, I beg you to guide me, I wish you would guide me, please guide me, please, please, please guide me. That is not what you pray, you know, begging God to guide you. You wait in his presence and listen, hear what he says, and go with it. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. But there are things to pray about. According to the scriptures, we are given tongues, we are given the Holy Ghost to pray about the mysteries of God. The plans of God here on the end. I believe there's a great need right now. This is why we're having Prayer Mountain. I believe there's a great need for us to corporately work with God concerning his mysteries. Because you can have good, better, or best in the last days. And I don't want any more of this stuff like happened in Oklahoma City. Do you? I know things are coming. We're gonna talk about praying about the mystery of iniquity probably tomorrow. I know things are coming, but we can pray about them too. And we can have the best in those things instead of the worst in those things. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this is what God said. We have to believe it if God said it. Ephesians 6 now. Let's just read it. And know that this is prayer armor. Glory be to God. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able...
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The message today was from Sister Billy's classic series entitled Holiness. In this 14-tape series, Billy Brim teaches on the power of living a holy life. As you listen, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more unto God to become endued with power and become holy as He is holy. This set includes 14 tapes for only $60. You can order this set by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.